Saturday is graduation day for the main law school in Portland. Among those crossing the stage to receive a diploma will be Chris Poulos. It's a big moment for the 33-year-old Poulos, a former substance abuser with a felony conviction. Patty White reports.
May 14th will always be an important day for Chris Poulos, not just because it's graduation day. It's also an anniversary.
May 14th, 2007 was the day that I woke up and said, you know what? I'm not going to take a drink today. I'm not going to use some drugs today. I'm going to try something different, and I'm going to ask for help.
At the time, Poulos had been abusing drugs for a decade. He started when he was about 13. By his late teens and early 20s, he was overdosing on a regular basis, in and out of homelessness, and unable to go to school or work.
It used to be that as soon as I put a chemical into my body, whether it be alcohol or drugs, it was like relief for a little while. But then the problem would always get worse.
A few months after he started recovery from substance abuse, Poulos's past caught up with him. He was indicted on felony charges for distributing cocaine. He pled guilty and served 3 years in federal prison. But in the time leading up to his sentence, an attorney helped Poulos stay out on bail to continue his recovery. It revived a childhood dream to become a lawyer, just like his grandfather.
He shows up at USM and as an undergraduate.
Reza Jalali, coordinator of multicultural student affairs at the University of Southern Maine, met Poulos after he was released from prison and had resumed his studies at USM.
As educators, every now and then we come across students or student leaders who really manage to give meaning to what we do as educators.
I told him about my dream of going to law school, and this was the first time I told anybody that wasn't actually in recovery themselves that I was even, you know, had issues with addiction, or that I, let alone, God forbid, that I tell someone that I was incarcerated.
Jalali set up a meeting with the dean of the Maine School of Law. Poulos says it went well at first, but when he told the dean that he was a convicted felon, he says the mood changed.
He was wary of somebody with my background attending the law school, and also concerned that I would not ultimately be able to practice law and that maybe there was another profession that would better suit me.
The feedback crushed Poulos.
The judge did not sentence me to a life sentence. He sentenced me to 33 months. I completed that. And then I wanted to not just survive and putt along. I wanted to thrive and excel in recovery.
The experience solidified Poulos's resolve. He boosted his grades at USM and introduced himself to law school faculty and staff. Ultimately, he got in with the blessing of Peter Pitigoff, the dean he had met with before.
He was so determined, and he had very, very good reasons and very good explanation for how he could succeed despite making some mistakes in the past.
Poulos says he's able to maintain his recovery by helping others. He shared his story recently at a crisis intervention training at the South Portland Police Department. He told officers to try to connect substance abusers to treatment.
You know, Bobby, we've arrested you 9 times in the last 18 months. Why? Like, what's going on in your life? Is there something we can do besides bringing you to county?
Poulos wants to use his law degree to work in policy, to address the underlying issues that lead to incarceration. It's work he did last fall when he landed an internship at the Office of National Drug Control Policy at the White House. He shakes his head in disbelief how, in the first few years of the Obama administration, he was a federal prisoner.
And then to be able to hold my own White House badge and serve in that administration truly shows the president's belief in rehabilitation.
The belief, Poulos says, in second chances. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.